Part 13, Chapter 5. Johnny was searching for the drone. Every view screen was flashing. Down below, the cold Arctic spread out, visible in the screens, invisible to direct sight. He remembered it from his last trip across it. A forbidding array. Once down in it, you were dead. If not from direct cold on an ice floe, then from immersion in those waters. As nearly as he could judge, the gas drone was somewhere ahead, only a few minutes now. Shortly, he should have it on his screen. He was a little bit disturbed about the girls and Thor. He had not seen them on his screens as he went by. Of course, he was by then very high. The spot of light he saw might be their fire, but it also might be the planes still burning. He had wasted too much time already, and help was on the way to them. He remembered their numb faces when they realized he was leaving them there. But they must be all right. Probably they were at the academy or the compound by now. Maybe the parson had been driving very fast. A mine ground car could do over 60 on rough terrain. He hoped the other planes had reached the mine sites and done their jobs. There was still 5 hours of radio silence yet to go. He wished he could open up on this radio and yell to them, "Hey, anybody that's done in his mine site, get up here to such and such coordinates and help blast this confounded drone." But he didn't dare. It might cost some of them their lives by alerting their targets. They all had extra fuel and then some. They all had spare ammunition. But if any had had to delay, or were waiting for an optimal moment to pounce on a mine site, and he opened up, it could throw their lives away. He wasn't about to kill any Scots to save his own hide. When radio silence opened and Robert didn't hear from him, Robert would converge them to handle the drone. Late, maybe, but a second chance. He hoped it wouldn't come to that, for their friends in Scotland would be endangered. Maybe he was searching for something that was wave-canceled. That escort ship was his hope. Maybe it had peeled off or gone somewhere else. Its blip should be visible. Ah, now, what was that tiny spark of green on the view screen? Another iceberg? No, the height telltale read 4,223 feet. Speed? 302 miles per hour. He had the escort on the screen. His gloved hands danced on the console. He braked down from hypersonic, dropping abruptly to 5,000 feet in a descent as fast as a firing rocket. He cushioned at the bottom, feeling a trifle squashed for a moment. Easy. Take it easy. Size up this escort. He got it, bright and clear in infrared. There was the drone beside it. One thing at a time. This escort was first target. What was that plane? He had never seen anything like it before. Low slung, flat, minimum skids. It looked like it was mainly armor. Suddenly he realized that his guns might not even dent it. He had seen a tank bazooka flash against its side without affecting it in the least. He had a sinking feeling. Not only was the drone renowned as impregnable, but here was an escort ship that